devil is in it. I just Googled it quickly, and all I got were reviews of the book.
Yeah.
So not the expression.
Yeah. I looked in Bartlett's and I under guitar, and I didn't come up with anything. So I'll just have to wait. Maybe he'll explain who said it. You know, maybe it was Oral Roberts or somebody. I don't know. Some evangelist.
I have a feeling, given guitar design, it might be the devil is in the details and the number of details that are required to make a playable instrument that has so many variables as a guitar. At least that's my guess.
But, yeah, he was talking about the different designs inside the guitar to affect the sound and, you know, the quality. You know, quality guitars go to more trouble to put certain types of patterns as far as the supports and different things that affects. So maybe that's what he's talking about, the details.
Sounds like a good book. Ed Stubbings, the author, and it's a book about the making of an acoustic guitar. I get books from the library all the time, and frequently, if they're really popular, you have to wait 6 to 8
right.
weeks, but that's not so bad. One just came into my onto my bookshelf, as the library calls it, and I don't remember why I wanted to read it, but I'm going to trust that there was a reason. I probably heard an author interviewed and decided
right.
I would like to read the book, but it's a science fiction book about artificial intelligence, and I don't know, unless I was sleep borrowing, I have no idea why it showed up, but I'm going to find out later today. Tom,
okay.
Thanks for calling, and congratulations to Tom and to you. If you knew, we were looking for Adolph Sachs, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find our own player, as well as links to those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our unique listen by phone service at 631-359-8728.
Sitting in a deck chair high full of Kansas City on the genuine old-fashioned all-dinner steam part airplane. Well, 7, just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if the sunshine, if it's raining. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high for the Kansas City on a genuine old fashioned all in his deep heart.
Saturday Light Brigade with Newgrass Revival and Steam Powered Aeroplane. Welcome, Brigadier. Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. We are going to have the Sound Hound paying us a visit and just a few moments giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Rick, thank you for the email you just sent to the observation. I appreciate it. Our Youth Media Center has a special program we will air on MLK Day. It's the 13th annual airing of Streaming Justice, a youth-hosted talk show. It starts at 3 o'clock on MLK Day and will run through midnight. You can listen at youthexpress.org. Sound Hound is here. As he does every week, he's brought a sound. Let me see if I can get it from him. I did, and let's see how you do with it. May I hear the sound, please? Four, one, two, 200-5975. 412-200-5975. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
It's a tough one today. Good luck.
Trace the lines of your hand, laid out like blueprints I used to understand. Life's consumed with the when and how, missing out on the here.
Saturday at Light Brigade with the Barefoot Movement from their album Pressing Onward. We have had a lot of guesses on the SoundHound, none of which have been correct so far. The most frequently guessed item has been the sound of a bowling ball returning. That long chute, it comes rolling back. It does sound like that. This is different. Here it is one more time. And I will tell you, I think you know it's mechanical. And the way this sound was recorded, you're hearing a lot more of the mechanics than you typically hear. But it's something you've heard all the time. We could have recorded it from outside or inside. This is also an older example of what we're looking for. Caden thinks it sounded like an empty cookie tin falling and then rolling away. I hear that. That's why they always must be kept full. That's the message Caden and I want to send Annie, Caden's mom. Caden also thought it might be something from a bowling alley, but not the ball returns. Tom also thought that. He thought of a pinball machine or maybe a board game that requires the rolling of a ball. Tommy in North Chesterfield thought it might be a coin-operated pool table. Jack, listening with Ty in Franklin Park, also was in the bowling alley thinking about sounds. Mike, on his way to Atlanta with Jaylene, the two of them, thought it could be a filing cabinet drawer. You're on the right track, given the motion associated with this. Except what we're looking for does not move horizontally, like most filing cabinets do. And like a ball return in a bowling alley does. In fact, what we're looking for nearly, well, it does always move vertically. By definition, in fact, it does. Linda and Fred thought it could be unloading a garbage bin. Jim in Blackridge and Rich in Edinburgh and Kathy and Ty and Esta all thought it could be a bowling ball return. And some more guesses are coming in. Jim and Crafton thought of a soda can dispenser. Jim thought the same thing. Ah, John, an economy bureau, you're getting close. A Carvana car vending machine. You're on the right track, more or less. Mike has trash bin being wheeled to the curb. Jack got it. Jack, you're the first person to come up with the correct answer. Very good. Not an easy one. Richard had a guess of garage doors. Not that. I wonder if Jack got a lift knowing that he got the correct answer. We will give you another moment to come up with it. Now, this is an older one, and these are found in many different settings. You likely have been on one of these, but maybe not in an industrial type environment. Oh, there were some more guesses coming in that I missed. Jess in the South Hills thought of a vending machine or a bowling ball return. And Brian thought it could be a mailbox. I heard that, the sound of the flap at the mailbox opening and closing. Richard on the north side, you essentially have the correct answer. He's in Robinson this morning. Richard is. You essentially have the correct answer. And Rick is, I wish this were it, the sound of dirty laundry going down a laundry chute. It's not that, but I wish it were. Maggie is in Wilkinsburg. I think that's you, Maggie. Yes, Maggie and Tim, I should have noticed you signed your message. An aluminum can vending machine, not that. Larry and Vanessa, you just got the correct answer. Mike and Mars just got the correct answer. Tommy in Virginia also got it. This was a bit of a tough one. Keegan, I thought it could be a blue post mailbox, a USPS mailbox, not that. Annie, you just got it. John was joking about the Carvana guess he had, but actually that's pretty close to what we're looking for. We are going to reveal the answer to our Soundhound puzzle in just a moment. Good morning to Jim Vaglia, who is also playing along. Dust Bowl Jack thought it might be a garage door. I actually thought that would be a good sound to use. But that's not the one for today, at least. Jess is here. Jess, you figured it out.
Yes, I did, finally. My first guess was a pop machine or something to do with a bowling ball return.
Yeah, the pop machine where the ball a spring-type mechanism kind of pushes it out and then it falls down.
Rolls and, yeah, and all that, yes.
And that's also vertical motion generally, so that mm-hmm. kind of would fit. But you eventually got it to the exact one we were looking for. What did you get?
It's an elevator. Let's see the sound of those doors closing.
Yes, an elevator. And in this case, admittedly, more of a freight elevator sound. There it goes up. We take our trip. And we get out. We made it a freight elevator because it would have been a giveaway to hear first floor exit, you know, as it went up and down.
Or if you ever watch that show, Are You Being Served? You know how they always announce what's on each floor?
Yes.
If you had something like that, that would have been a total giveaway for me.
I forgot about that. Yet the department stores were always good at doing that here in Pittsburgh, too, back when they were taller than they were wide. Well done. Jim also thought it could be a gutter ball or a cement mixer. Carla came up with a dumb waiter, which I think is really close because that's essentially an industrial elevator, too.
Yeah, Ralph gets the dumb waiter also.
Yeah, dumb waiter's a good clue. I was talking about this with some friends earlier this week. Steve Martin has a movie called The Absent-Minded Waiter. I'm assuming you know the actor, Steve Martin, the actor, musician, comedian. And The Absent-Minded Waiter is a hysterical film. It's a short. It shows a couple having dinner together, and the waiter is Steve Martin, and he's just... this is from my memory. I haven't seen it in a while. Everything is going wrong. The couple sits down, and the first thing he says is, "Would you like your check?" You know, but they are just beginning their meal. He brings them the wrong menus. They sit for a while, not being taken care of. And the wife keeps saying, "Why are we here? Why do you think this is such a good restaurant? And why did you want us to specifically ask for this waiter? I don't get it. And her partner keeps saying, hang on, you'll see, it's worth it. Trust me. And more mistakes get made, and it goes on. And finally, Steve Martin says, okay, thank you for being here. I've come back with your change. And he counts out about $100. And that's the payoff. He ends up delivering the change to the wrong person. I can't do it justice, but it's I'm sure it's online somewhere, the absent-minded waiter.
I've never seen that one.
Yeah, it was very early in his career, and really clever.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Well,
I have to look that one up.
Yeah. Good to have you with us, as always. Yep. And
you guys have a good day.
You too. There you got it. Jess had it. John in economy mentioned he used to ride a freight elevator at least once a day for decades. A wheelchair lift, I guess, by Karen. And I think a wheelchair lift probably sounds a little bit like that. Drew had an elevator door. Jim had an accordion-style elevator door. That's what we were looking for, the sounds of the elevator doors. And Annie, listening with Caden, had it. Richard had a dumbwaiter. And Maggie and Tim in Wilkinsburg had the correct answer, as did Larry and Vanessa on the road today. Mike and Mars had it. Tommy in Virginia. And I want to be sure I mention other correct answers. Oh, Jack, listening with Kathy and Dianesta, also came up with it. And I believe those are all of the correct answers that came in. Quite a few. Thank you for playing along with us and the Saturday Light Brigade Charge. To you, if you were able to come up with the correct answer. Here is a song that will fit in perfectly as we head towards the bottom of the hour, and is also instructive in nature. Riders in the Sky.
When you hear a cowboy yodel and a song of open range, your heart leaps up to hear his stirring tale. But did you ever wonder at the end of his refrain why his voice leaps in a mournful wail?
How come? Well, the story as is told to me was handed down through history of a singing cowboy brave enough to try.
There's only one.
To ride the meanest old cayuse. It bucked him off right at the chute, left him spinning way up in the sky.
The bronco jumped up and the cowboy came down. They met at the old saddle horn. It made a deep impression, you could say it changed his life. And that's how the yodel was born.
Show him, Ranger, Doc.
Hiddly, 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 hidd
Saturday Light Brigade. Riders in the Sky with That's How the Yodel was born. And we should have given the Sound Hound a little kibble. He did such a good job with that sound. So here you go, boy. I know. He keeps watching all of these commercials for this high-end boutique dog food. But the best part of the food we get him is it virtually satisfies him, if you know what I mean. And he also can have some water afterwards. I found that Steve Martin short that we were just talking about and put it on our Facebook page if you would like to look at it. That's enough, boy. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Tegan's weekend off to a good start. Tegan's family, too. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I know a place you can shop for a hat not too hip, for a shirt with a stain, or a dress with a rip. If perfect's a thing you ain't looking for, you could buy all your clothes at the Goodwill store. They got nightlights from China, old lamps from Peru, hot plates that kinda keep humming at you, electrical razors from 1964. You'll be shocked by what you find at the Goodwill store. Is there something you want? You've been meaning to trash Liberace's recording of Dumping Jack Flash. A scooter, a blender, a trumpet, a shawl, all that crap from your ex. You could donate it all. And you can't take your stuff along when you're dead. But if you give from your heart and your dresser drawer, they can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store. They can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store.
The Saturday Light Brigade with the Twang Town Paramours here. Just before we get ready to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Afterthoughts puzzle. Congratulations again if you were able to come up with the Sound Hound answer today, the freight elevator or elevator. We had so many guesses coming in. You might have texted or emailed us without getting a response other than the one we made on the air. Know that we did get your message. Also, we posted a link to The Absent-Minded Waiter, the film by Steve Martin, up on our Facebook page at SLB Radio.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's production of Freedom House, Giving Life a Second Chance, shares the story of the first EME unit in the Hill District. Freedom House takes place at New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side from January 23rd through February 1st as part of its 29th season. More details are available at primestage.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Martin Luther King Day is Monday, and the Youth Media Center will not only be open, but will present a special broadcast called Streaming Justice. This year, it's our 13th annual edition of the program. It's a live youth-hosted talk show focused on civil rights, past, present, and future. It starts at 3 p.m. Eastern. We'll continue until midnight at youthexpress.org. And a song to help get us in the spirit of MLK Day coming up. But first, a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We have our Afterthoughts puzzle, and we want you to come up with the one word that naturally comes after the words that we are about to give you. And those words are fool, water, and child. Fool, water, and child. To our knowledge, only one word naturally follows those three. Do you know what that word is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Buses are a-coming, oh yes. Buses are a-coming, oh yes. Buses are a-coming, buses are a-coming. Buses are a-coming, oh yes. Better get buses are a-coming, oh yes. Buses are a-coming, oh yes. Buses are a-coming, buses are a-coming, buses are a-coming, oh yes. Coming to Alabama, buses are a-coming, oh yes. Buses are a-coming, oh yes. Buses are a-coming, buses are a-coming, buses are a-coming, oh yes. They're rolling into Jackson, oh yes. Buses are a-coming, oh yes.
That I hear now ringing in my ears. I've heard that sound before. What's that I hear now ringing in my ears? I hear it more and more. It's the
that I see now shining in my eyes. I've seen that light before. What's that I see now shining in my eyes? I see it more and more. It's the light.
It's the light
of freedom.
Freedom shining.
Shining up.
Shining up to the sky.
I feel now beating in my heart. I felt that beat before.
Saturday Light Brigade. What a great arrangement of the song written by Phil Oakes. What's That I Hear? Kim and Reggie Harris. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you also heard Bernice Johnson, Reagan, Buses Are Coming, Freedom Song. So many answers are coming in, and also some additional clues. We're looking for the word that follows fool, child, and water. Tommy said you could add 80 into that, depending on what your preference is. And that's a good one. Let me share some other answers, and then we are going to speak with Richard and Robinson. Pudge said that Wifey Poo La La, Wifey Poo La La, has the correct answer, and that he agrees with her for once, and indeed, Mrs. Pudge does. Gail wanted to know the Soundhound answer. It was an elevator, a freight elevator, to be exact. John and Addie got the correct answer. Jim said another clue would be mathematical. Mathematical. And Stu suggested additional clues of definitive or photographic. Good morning to Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina. We have your request coming up. hopefully before the top of the hour. Kevin is near Leechburg. He came up with the correct answer. And Mike in Brighton Heights got the correct answer, as did Zach in Pittsburgh. Tommy also suggested adding wind, fire, and tamper to our clues. James in Freiburg came up with it, as did Jim in Black Ridge. Larry and Vanessa on the road again. And Patrick in South Park. Gail in Stanton Heights. Mike and Jaylene on their way to Atlanta. Got it. John and Economy Borough, Karen and Ed and Jackson. By way of Karen, I came up with the correct answer. They are in Kaiser. Drew said he almost has an alternative answer. Full time, child time, and water time. Close. And Tom and the Candless suggested adding 100 or weather. And Richard, thank you for holding on. You came up with it. What answer do you have?
It's foolproof, childproof, and waterproof.
Absolutely. The three of the proofs. And Jim said you could also had press proof, like a pre-printed proof. And you could have bulletproof as well as another clue.
Yeah.
Now, are you working outside or inside today?
Inside.
Good, because it would be very cold. Earlier this week, we often park in a garage not that far away from where we are, but that distance was a tough one with the chilly weather. So it was very today feels warm compared to earlier in the week.
I know. I would park farther away from my apartment, but I like to get out and start my car and warm it up. I have to do it manually. I don't have remote start.
No, I'm surprised at how common remote starts are, but we tend to buy cars and wear them into the ground. Our newest car is a 2016, and I watched so many people start their cars remotely this week. I'm thinking, that might be kind of nice. And for the first time in my life, I understand why one might want a heated steering wheel. I never...
Right.
Worlds are changing, or I'm aging, but...
No, I know. When people say they have heated seats, I'm like, well, just use your butt to keep the seat warm.
Yeah. We do. We turn on the seat warmers, and this is probably aftermarket steering wheel warming
right.
systems. At least I would think there would be. But
right. You may have heated gloves now, so.
Yeah. Ricky bought me a pair of gloves for Christmas, and they lasted, I'm sorry to say, exactly 4 days before I lost one of them, and I'm not happy about that. We've retraced all my steps. I thought I could find it, but we didn't. I'm still hoping it turns up, but that might be. I mean, they weren't even fully depreciated yet. 4 days is a total capital loss.
I know. I had a nice pair of Timberland gloves, and I lost one of them a couple years ago in the winter, and I haven't been able to find it since.
Yeah, that's I don't know what I'm going to do. They should sell them by the ones, you know? It would be nice.
I wish they would. Left, right, which one do you want?
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling. I'm glad you're warm. Take care. That is Richard. And Richard is in Robinson today. And Jackson out at Kaiser had the clue of 80 proof. But proof, that's what we were looking for this morning. And well done if you came up with the correct answer. Rick in North Carolina called to let us know that his father was laid to rest this past Tuesday. And he asked if we could play a song, especially for him. And this is it. Darling is playing this, a banjo player and a fiddle player. Rick mentioned that his dad, Richard, especially liked a version of Cripple Creek with banjo. Ralph Stanley complies. Here he is. Thank you. Stanley and Cripple Creek, especially, played for Rick's father, Richard. Let's get to birthdays right away. Happy birthday today to Gabriella, daughter of Bill and Ginger in Vermont. Bob from Maryland. They are in Murraysville. Mrs. Furkett of Pleasant Hills. Tom from wife Dee and daughter Marley. Erica of Texas from Kelly. And Katie of Glenfield from Debbie and David. On January 18th, we have Lori from Monroeville, Level Green, Morgantown, Chapel Hill, Cardiff, California. And now, at least according to daughter Manda, Olympia, Washington. Sarah of Lawrenceville from the Dolby family. Maureen of North Braddock. Renee of Fox Chapel. From Jess, Rory, and Eric. Jim of Ligonier from Nancy. On the 19th, Martin Luther King Day this year, we have Julie from Barb of Lincoln Place. Madison of McCandless from your parents. Jared of Aetna from Mom Gail and Dad Jack. And Gretchen from Mark Garrett, Finney, and Aaron. On the 20th, we have Cassidy of Regent Square. Arye of Point Breeze from Mom Jennifer. Shan, August. Let's see, Shan. I've got it. Shan from Mom Shannon, Dad Bernard, Grandpa, Grandma, Dominicio, Maria, and the whole family. Caitlin of North Versailles, happy birthday to you. From lots of birthdays from your friend Ariel. Happy birthday to Scott Reckless, from Adam and Aaron, and Allison and Karen, and the rest of the Reckless family. On Wednesday, the 21st, James of the Hill District. On January 22nd, Frederick of Allison Park, from Mom and Dad and Theo. James of Salzburg, from Catherine, Michael, Jim and Sherry, and Orville and Flo and Plum. On the 23rd, finally, we have Grant Fiore from Bob in Washington. Little potato Grant Fiore, who I think is turning 6 this coming Friday. Deborah of Newcastle from Ellen, Ann, and the whole family. Natalie of Shadyside from Mom, Dad, and Peanut. Julia of Elwood City for Mom and Dad and Carla. And Julie of Irwin from Nellie. It's easy to get us to announce a birthday. Easier than ever.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address and we shall make sure they receive an official colorful Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a person in uniform. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMC.